The title of this would be Fear of the Oppressor, Fear of the Redeemer, and Resurrected. Fear of the Oppressor, Fear of the Redeemer, and the Resurrected.
Amen.
And when I look at this, when I look at this particular passage in the scripture, I see where, to give you a little backdrop on what was going on here, what was going on was just was when Jesus just declared peace into the water. He was going, and they was going to the other side, and it was a storm. Before this particular thing happened, it was a storm. The disciples got in the boat with Jesus, and the storm, the tempest, and everything began to happen, and Jesus said, "Peace, be still." And he asked them, "Why are y'all so scared?" Yeah, why are y'all so scared? And it, which brings me to, I'm not going to be long, fear of the oppressor. In this particular city, in this region, there were two men ripping and running in the graveyard. They was running in the graveyard, and all the people were scared of them. They were scared of the people. But it was something going on behind that, because Jesus, he was on his way there. They had no inclination that Jesus was on his way. Yeah, but the people in that town, they were scared to cross towards that way, because these men, they were possessed. They was evil. They were scared. They didn't have no knowledge of what was going on. They heard about Jesus. They heard about Jesus. But the fear of these two demons, it cast fear throughout the city. The Bible say that no man will come near. He say, nope, that means to me, the Bible is what the Bible say. That means nobody will go there. I mean, if you have to go to the to that door and there's something over here that you are scared of, I'm sure you would take the long way around. I got a straight shot to the door, but I would rather go that way, because fear of the oppressor will allow us to lose out. You will consume so much energy trying to go the other way, as opposed to where God wants you to go, to where we will begin to lose our blessing. Amen. Now, these people, though, people will be so content with your calamity, whether they don't know, whether they don't care, or they just not trying to deal with it, but they will be content with your calamity. Because these men was trapped, they was possessed, and nobody went to check on them. So I'm sure when they talked about these men, they was telling me, if you got to go over there to such and such street, don't walk through there, because you got two people over there. They scared that we ain't, you know. And they would, instead of trying to fix the problem. Yeah. And as Christians, people have a I'm a mind my business attitude. All right. Mm-hmm. And knowing that it's something that's going on, it's like the elephant in the room. Yeah. It's something that's going on. But it's somewhere in the mind of a Christian or a saint to where they would say, I'd rather not deal with it. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'm not strong enough to deal with it. Mm-hmm. But contentment with calamity is just as big a sin as anything else. Because that's not the will of God. Yeah, God, he says, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you should have power. He said, I will ensue you with power. That power is not limited to. That power that you possess is the power. He say, I'm going to give you power to cast down demons. And he give it to. And sometimes we get so scared. Yeah, we are incapacitated by the oppressor. Oppressor. Fear of the oppressor. So we stay in that situation that stagnates us and keeps us here instead of moving forward, because we have fear of the oppressor.
Yeah,
I'm sure it was a way that they could have went that was going to lead them straight through where these men were.
Yeah.
They knew about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the people in the town, they didn't care enough to go there because of fear of the oppressor.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you something. The reason why it was fear of the oppressor, because they didn't have Jesus in them. Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you why I know that. I'm gonna tell you why I know that, because when Jesus, he just rebuked the waters, he say, "Peace, be still." Right. The disciples was on a mission. They I follow you wherever, Jesus. They was right next to him and got scared. Yeah. And I'm going to break it down where we can all understand this, because this is some deep stuff. When he was in the ship with the disciples,
yeah,
the disciples got scared. Sometimes we can sit back and we can pray and we can just meditate and hear God's voice.
Yeah.
And soon as something come,
yeah.
Jesus, I don't know what happened. Jesus, take the wheel. No. Yeah, we not ready to face that problem with the power that he said that we have. So now that we neglect the power and we eat that seed that's for somebody else.
All right.
Now we responsible for ourselves.
Yeah.
Now we have secondary problems.
Yeah.
Now we in a position to have to fend for ourselves because of fear of the oppressor.
Yeah,
we fear that thing that he prepared us for. See, when the disciples got in the boat with him and they seen the power of God, it was preparing them for the next stage, which they was finna face some demons. They say, who is this man? They've been with him the whole time. And they still say, who is this man that even the winds and the waves obey him? And they knew who he was. Because before that, they said, I'm gonna follow you wherever you go. And then once he did what he did, they say, who is this man? Sometimes we have a who is this man moment, you know, when we see it. But right after we get off the boat, it's going to be something that happened. We can see it, and I'm sure it just quenched. I mean, their spirit was uplifted because he say, don't fear. So once they got off the boat, they got off the boat, and it was another challenge that was facing them. Though they seen this, they were scared too. They got scared, fear of the oppressor. Right there with Jesus, and you still allow to oppressor to overcome you. But we right there with him. Fear of the Redeemer. Because once this was a foreman, if you look it up, this town, they were foreman. They was foreman. Their prophet was in their cattle. Their prophet was in their cattle. So when Jesus came to the other side and he seen what was going on, the devils knew he was coming. They knew exactly who he was. They knew exactly who they were. And they began to cry out, have you come to torment us before our time? I remember my pastor preached a sermon a long time ago. Do the devils know who you are? Do the devils know who you are? You know, you can sit there without no power and sit there and try to play with it if you want to. But when they know who you are, things are going to start to change. See, these demons that was tormenting everybody else seen Jesus from way off. And they say, have you come? Jesus probably wasn't even going to study. He probably was minding his business. You know, and he do what he do. And they called out to him. They knew who he was. The oppressor knew who the Redeemer was. You see what I'm saying? There was no fear there because Jesus knew the power that he had. The people with him knew the power that he had, but they were still scared. And I say fear of the Redeemer because when the Redeemer came, he cast the swine out, which in turn, it messed up their prophet. And the people, they was fearful. This man is messing. They not worried about it. And maybe it wasn't their season. See, sometimes you have to wait. It's seasons. It's a time for everything, the Bible tells us. But they ran the prophet off. When Jesus and the crew came over there, him and his partners, the disciples and everything, when they came, they start reaping turmoil because they was comfortable in their calamity. See, Jesus coming, he going to shake some stuff up. See, once he crossed that water, it was some things that got shook up in that particular town. It wasn't about the money. It was about the Redeemer. And Jesus will come into our life and where we comfortable at, and we see it as a comfortable thing. It's really calamity. And he will come into our life and expose those things. You know, when everybody else sit there and say, don't go that way. Such and such is over there. Whoever you used to be, you know, and people don't want to mess with you or deal with you, Jesus will come and shake it up for them. You see what I'm saying? And then the people that was benefiting from your foolishness, they ain't going to want to mess with you no more. They because fear of the Redeemer. See, it's something in you that's not going to allow them to hang around you no more. It's some things that's going to go on in your life. That they're not going to be a part of, because when Jesus come, he will shake it up. That thing that you seen that bothered you and you say it ain't my fault, it's going to be your fault now. It's going to be your business now. You make that your business, because people will sit there and say, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that, because it's profitable to them. If it's not shaking me up or having an impact on my life, I don't have to deal with it. But like I said before, that seed is not for you to eat. Yeah, you plant that seed, that way it can cultivate itself for somebody else. See, we never know what Jesus is going to take us through. We never know where he's going to take us to. So we have a shot right here. We have calamity right here, and we'll take the long way when he say go straight. But then without the power that he give you and you don't have that power, you're going to go all the way around in them secondary problems. You have to take this turn like reading a GPS, because I think they in cahoots with the gas station. They always send you the long way. Yeah, when all you got to do is go straight. Yeah, all you got to do is go straight, but it's going to be some fear there because the people never went that way.
Come on.
Yeah, fear of the oppressor. Yeah, fear of the redeemer.
Yeah,
they now when Jesus came and he began to shake stuff up, they say the whole city came out. Now, so that tells me how many other people was in the city, because I believe what the Bible say, they came out. So whether it was the little babies and everybody, babies couldn't talk trying to get Jesus up out of there. Because the Bible say the whole city gathered.
All right.
That means everybody in the city, because I recall a time in the Bible where they was walking across, walking around the walls of Jericho. Yeah, they had to make everybody be quiet. Right. That means everybody. The cows couldn't move. Yeah, that when they say what it say in the Bible, that's what it says. You see what I'm saying? But then we'll sit there and take everything and try to speculate and expositorially take it the way we want. But the Bible is the Bible. Yeah, the Bible is the Bible. And when he say everybody, the city gathered around. Yeah, they gathered around. Fear of the Redeemer. They say, we don't want you here. He made it where they have a straight path. But the people were scared. Yeah, he messing up the prophet.
Yeah.
See, sometimes that seed that we take for us, it's not, we know it's not for us. Yeah, Jesus will say, hey, I'm going to give you this, but I want you to take it and give it to him.
Yeah.
And we got it cuffed so tight. Yeah, we got it cuffed so tight because we want it right then, but God got something bigger for us.
Yeah,
and if we go straight instead of being oppressed and allowing the oppressor to put that fear inside of us, we'll be all right. The devil will make you take a detour.
Yeah,
not just physically, mentally, emotionally.
That's right.
You know, and as somebody that preach, he will attack you a lot harder. It's some things that we have to really, really pray about.
Yes.
And it's some things that the devil will attack you to break your heart. See, I got pretty tough skin. I done been around. I done did this. Some people know my story. It don't too much bother me. But it's some things that'll break your heart. You know, and I've been going through some things that really had, that, you know, and he will attack you. And that's why he put it in my spirit about the seed. Yeah, because I've been cuffing the seed. Yeah, and that's making it hard for me. Yeah, I'm cuffing the seed. That's supposed to be planted for somebody else. I can tell it on me. You know, I'm going to get up here. And, you know, I ain't, you know, I'm going to tell it.
Yeah,
and that's what's been going on. But fear will stop you from getting where God wants you to be.
Say that.
Fear will put you in a place of torment to where you torment yourself. And it says here in the Bible, looking at that, I say, okay, that's deep. It say, then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God. There is no other. My people shall never be put to shame.
Yeah,
that's deep.
Yeah.
God is not going to put you in a situation and you make a fool of yourself. Nah, he's not going to. You may go through some things, but your conscience may say this. That's just the conscience, because sometimes our mind is naturally inquisitive.
Yeah.
We knew God give us the spirit of like creating things. We make things happen because we human.
Right.
But it's nothing that's going to happen without God. You can't do nothing.
Right.
Yeah. And then I say that the third point I'm going to make is the Redeemer. Mm-hmm. Now, he left. He ended up leaving. He didn't make a big fuss about it. If he did, it don't say it in my Bible. But it say he got back in the ship. And then when he got back in the ship, he ran into a man with palsy.
You see,
he cast out the demon.
Yeah,
and then he got back in the ship because they got to tripping about their money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they got to tripping about their money. Yeah, he ran off their profit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they was fearful. Now, it was a man laying sick with palsy, lying in the bed, and Jesus, seeking their faith, said unto the seeing their face, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the Redeemer. Once he got through, he got back in the ship, he went over, and he met the man with palsy, and he say, your sins has been forgiven.
Yeah.
So now, it's people in this particular region, they standing around too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they was waiting on, they heard what happened. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the dude that cast them swine out, messed up all them folk money, man.
Yeah.
He on his way over there. So then, because when he got off the ship, the man was right there.
Uh-huh.
So the people that feared the Redeemer,
yeah,
they ran him off.
Uh-huh.
But it was somebody that wanted him.
Uh-huh.
See, it's going to be sometimes where you can talk about Christ to somebody and they don't want to hear it. But once that seed is planted and it begins to cultivate, it's somebody that's waiting on you.
Yeah,
so if you're not in position to understand what I'm telling you, you better pray more. Seek God. Because it's some things that only you can do. It's some people that only you can reach. It's some situations that you're going to go through that's going to put you in a position to be there for somebody else. See, when Jesus got off this boat, he began to help somebody. Yeah, the same people that run you off and say you wasn't this and wasn't that, you go somewhere else because you're going to be where you're supposed to be. See, it was a shortcut to get to the other side. You see, but it was something Jesus had to do before he got there. Yeah, in order to prove what he was, which was the Redeemer. Because the Jesus I know, he rose. Yeah, he ain't dead. Yeah, there's somebody named Jesus that's in your heart that's going to ensue you with that power. Yeah, so when we see that seed, he going to plant that seed. Yeah, we going to cultivate that seed, and it's going to put us where we supposed to be for somebody else. Because everything in this new flesh ain't about you. Everything that I go through ain't about me. Somebody that I can reach that can't nobody else reach, they going to be exactly where they supposed to be. And then that same person is wondering, why is it happening to me? Because that same Jesus that healed then, he going to cross the water, and it's going to be a revelation to them. Yeah, so everything that we go through ain't for us. Yeah, that seed that Jesus give you is to be planted. Yeah, it's to be planted. Yeah, it's not for consumption for ourselves, because he going to give us what we need. And the Bible say he ain't going to put us to shame. Yeah, he going to give us exactly what we need. Yeah, so don't fear the oppressor. Yeah, the Redeemer, don't fear the Redeemer. You respect him out of reverence. But know that that's the man that's going to save you. There's no other name above earth, below, in the deep. There's no other name that you can go through. There's no shortcut. You see what I'm saying? People try to get a shortcut to heaven, and they look on the GPS, and there's fear standing right here, and they want to get into heaven, and they can't walk this way. It's some things that you got to go through to get to heaven. Yeah, we want to get to heaven, but don't nobody want to die. You know, we want to get to heaven, but we want to do whatever we want to do. Yeah, we want to take that seed and we want to eat the seed instead of planting the seed. Yeah, we don't want to grow. Yeah, because sometimes growing hurt. Yeah, sometimes it hurts to grow. Sometimes it's easier to walk the other way when we see fear. When we facing old demons, it'll get easier to walk the other way. But God say it's only one way. Yeah, GPS ain't going to take you there. The navigation system ain't going to take you there. The internet ain't going to show it to you. But I know one way that will.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."